Okay, welcome to Politically Crowded. I'm your host, Tony Haslidge. With me today is Jeremy Hudgens, our contributor, our stalker.
Connoisseur.
Oh, connoisseur, good word. Okay. Next to him, Jacob Rigo, who works at the Duct Tape Factory. And he's not wearing any of the duck stuff at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get my duck suit.
Yeah.
Your duck suit! I'll fix it right now, because that's why I always had a duck decal.
Oh, yes, that's actually where he works.
Yes, yes. Manco or Hankel.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boy.
And, of course, Nate O'Brien, you merged to the partnership representative here for Student Senate.
Blah, 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 blah. Yes, I am from Avon, which is the duct tape capital of the world. Yay.
You should go to the duct tape festival. Yay.
Actually, I'm going
Actually, my parents, my family.
Are you
going to
be there?
A float.
Dude, you better get that up and
yep, the duct tape.
That's awesome.
A dragon. That was, I don't know if you noticed in the International Festival, but the library used that as well. It was this huge dragon, and then the accompanying sign, you know, Bleak Adventures in Reading, yada, yada, yada. And that took several weeks to do.
That's a lot of duct tape.
Yep, a lot of duct tape.
How much does something like that cost?
What, a duct tape?
Oh, I don't know.
A duct tape float. I mean, that's a lot of duct tape. They don't just give it away.
Well, actually, you would know. How much does it cost?
I know. New York around some time, they, in my place, they were setting up to make this a big duct tape American flag. They did something in New York for, and I really have no idea.
I think they give some type of donation. The ankle gives some type of donation to those groups and stuff. And I know that we kept some of the remainders of the duct tape, which is how we have a free roll of duct tape that's in the office here.
So many uses.
Yes, so many uses.
None of them legal.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I think that some of them might be illegal. But,
well, you know, stealing ducks.
Playing mummy.
Tying up your girlfriend.
I was thinking of...
No, like, you got to be quiet about that.
I was thinking of, like, certain colleagues that we really don't like. Never mind. Let's go on.
Okay. Well, we've...
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm cool with you.
The topic is That Day of the Movie. It premiered on Sunday, March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
After a slight projector error, about half hour late, nobody seemed to care. It was just there for the movie. It was free, so I guess that's why nobody seemed to care. The concession still cost money, but I mean, the money they saved on not paying to go to the movie, you know, they bought concessions. But the movie...
Which was smart.
The movie was I expected it to be chick flick. I did. I expected it to be a little cry movie that girls would only appreciate and guys would be like, I'm gonna take a nap now. It was actually funny, and it was a serious movie, but it had a lot of funny moments.
And might I add that a lot of the people you see on campus were also in the movie.
Yep.
Keith Brown had a security here.
He played Frank Johnson. Frank Johnson.
Okay. He was funny. He really was, and did a great job. Also, I know that
former, I don't know if I want to say his name, but former VP of the Senate, Kevin Chewbacca was also
Chewbacca
in the movie.
Chewbacca was in it, yes.
He was a doctor.
Yes, a doctor.
Name.
And she was lying on the grass.
Yeah. Antonio Barrios played the Father Emilio, and he works marketing here.
Sarah Garcia, who had the lead, actually is one of the daughters in the family. Yeah, she's she was in one of my theater classes back in the fall of 2003.
Yeah. Miriam Rose played the mother, Josefina. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, because I guess it would make no sense, otherwise it'd be awkward, because everybody in this movie were amateurs, you know, most of them had never acted before in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Antonio, his girlfriend, is Miriam Rose in real life, so it worked perfectly for them to be the mother and father in the story, because they had a little makeout scene, and,
oh my!
Nothing to call home about, it was an innocent little
thing. It was innocent.
Thing. It was just to establish the parents' relationship prior to his death in the movie.
Right, right.
And, as I said, it was very It seemed very well written. The acting was a little stale because, again, first time for all these actors.
Right.
But I interviewed a couple people for the newspaper, and the best quote I got from this one woman who said, "It is very real," and it seemed to be very real. Everything short of the tornado effect in it was excellent.
You know, I heard from the actual director that, himself that he had the tornado thing, but it didn't turn out the way he wanted it. He had to put it in there, for reasons, but, he wanted a little something more. And, I unfortunately, due to some family stuff, I wasn't able to go, but I do want to check it out, and, I think that it's great that Carlos Gonzalez, the director, is gonna be excelling from this. He's already got some calls in. It's already, it's going into the Cannes Film Festival, and who knows, he's got no place to go but up right now.
Carlos wrote the play within 9 days.
Yeah, he wrote the whole thing.
Based on a teacup his grandmother had.
Yeah, he wrote the whole thing. It was amazing.
He wrote, directed, produced, and filmed almost the entire thing himself.
He also is the one who did the editing. Well, that's pretty much production.
That's
much. Mm-hmm. But, the guy did everything. He bought the camera. It's amazing what he did in as short a time as he did it.
In 9 months.
Yeah, production time was 9 months.
And then he also had to work here. I mean, also had to work here as well, along with his wife, Helena.
Because Helena is a building manager. Well, she doesn't manage, but she's an architect. And Carlos is a graphic designer here, and balancing that producing a movie.
Does many of the Greek banners that you see in the CC Mall, by the way.
Right, exactly. Some of the banners that you see, especially the one that sticks out right now is the senator banners for the senators who are running for next year. Those are done by Carlos.
Yep, because he got talent.
Yeah. So, I mean, good for him. I'm glad that the movie is a success. You said there was 1,200 people there last Sunday?
The theater had 1,400 seats, but, and Helena, when I talked to her before the thing, as they were filing in, they almost, all the seats were available, were filled.
And that's amazing. That's amazing.
And because they couldn't fill up one area because they were using a DVD projector, because the setup over at the Palace Theater isn't set up for DVDs, it's set up for film.
Right.
So they had to cut off a big old area of seats just to project it to be in the second walking mm-hmm. area.
Right.
So they could project it onto the screen without it being distorted. So they had to cut like 200 seats from being able to be used.
But hey, all of those were filled. That is fantastic.
I just hate to be the person who had to clean up afterwards because there was just mess all over the place.
Really?
But everybody seemed really happy. There was a little reception for the reporters and the cast and its crew of this movie. And everybody was drinking and having a good time at the theater.
Now, technically, is that a college event?
I don't know. Well, no, I don't think so, because it's
okay.
a kind of film.
Okay.
You said a lot of people.
No, because
there.
Well, the funny thing is, and we won't get into this, but when we had the issue 59 thing, technically that was a college event.
Well, yeah. When it's
and then there was an open bar. Well, we are technically a dry campus.
Yeah, you got to really balance the judgment on that one, I guess.
You know what? Open up a can.
But when the president of the college says it's okay.
Hey, open up a can. Open up a can of A&W cream soda.
And root beer.
The root beer and ginger ale. You know what? You won't be able to tell the difference.
Right, right on. Hold on.
And especially some of the foam sometimes that comes up on cream soda. It's like, ooh.
But no, great job for Carlos. I'm glad that his dream got to come through. That's always nice to have one of your dreams come true, to see everything go through and then you're there, and you're like, boom, here it is. And this is what I did,
Yeah, and it all became because I guess two or three times he had applied to become a screenwriter or whatever the organization is in Los Angeles, and they denied him. And that final denial is what pushed him to spend the money, buy the computer, buy the camera, and make the movie. I mean, it was inspiration to prove that what they said about him. And they said he was too anal, a little bit too demanding.
But see, as a director, you gotta be anal. Because you want it so that it is perfect, so that the people will go home happy. And if you're just, if if George Lucas or Steven Spielberg wasn't too anal, do you think Star Wars or Indiana Jones wouldn't have been as good as they are? If they would have said, oh, you know, Harrison, you know, if you just kind of just go like this, that's cool. No, he wants him to crack that whip, you know? He's not going to just sit there and go, yee-haw! He wants him to go, wow.
And again, I don't see, like, any limp lightsabers or anything like
that. Right, you know, the lightsabers.
Like,
true.
Like,
yeah, you know, come on. I hate it when my Schwartz gets twisted.
May the Schwartz be with
you. You know? But, you know, you gotta be an anal.
How about Stanley Kubrick?
You know, I didn't watch enough of his films to really appreciate him. I mean, I saw Full Metal Jacket and all that.
But I'm just saying, like, in terms of how many people respect him. I mean,
right.
He had to be very demanding for his movies. I mean, 2001, for crying out loud.
Right, well, you know, and the thing is this, if you're not anal on stuff like that, you want it to be perfect. And it just goes back to what I was saying, you know, if Spielberg or Lucas wasn't anal, we wouldn't have some of the great movies, or they would look sloppy. Too anal, you can never be too anal. I mean, yes, you're your own worst critic. I know that when I took editing class here, that I would always, like, especially on Cons on the Run, I nitpicked for 3.5 hours on my own stuff. I'm like, does that look good? I would have people come in and be like, because I needed that reassurance, does this look good? I'd always nitpick because I want to make sure I put out the best product I can.
Did Carlos ever? I mean, he never asked me my opinion on anything. He just had to show me. Like, Friday over at Cleveland viewing of his movie to the press, the Chronicle had somebody there, and I guess their headline in their paper for the arts and entertainment section said the tornado sucks. That was I guess their headline. And
isn't that true? A tornado sucks.
Exactly what Carlos said, but I guess they were commenting on the actual. Basically, the tornado was was the apex of the movie. Basically, it's what turned everything around. And I don't know why, but yeah, if you look at it, it isn't Twister good.
Well, after seeing what you saw in the movie Twister.
Yeah,
and seeing like the high quality special effects on that, I mean, it's kind of really kind of hard to replicate or hard to top.
I would have said, you know, don't show the tornado in the movie. Just allow the people to know the tornado was coming, and then
maybe you just heard the rumble
or yeah, something, and then it's not in there, and then nobody can comment on it.
I will say this, and this is kind of something I think everyone knows. But I mean, on Saturday they were watching reports of Andre Bernier on Channel 8.
Oh, the first day of the movie, yeah.
Yeah, well,
the movie takes over a course of 3 days,
was on Saturday. And Andre Bernier, you know, has had, you know, reports that, if I'm correct, he filmed.
Yeah, Andre Bernier actually came in and, Andre said, what do you need? They went into the studio when they weren't on the air and filmed what they needed.
Thing is, it took too much to do because Fox had to get permission. And then the company that does their mapping, Weather Central, gave them a copy of a former storm that had passed through the area, so Andre could use it on the blue screen, which was displayed on the television set
right.
at the house.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's great how everybody pretty much came together for this.
Well, and I'll say the irony is that Andre Bernier is not on Fox on Saturday mornings. In fact, on Saturdays in which he was on, you know, on the TV. In that movie, they don't even have a morning newscast on Channel 8.
And one scene says Disney World in California. It's Disneyland in California.
Yeah,
as long as the continuity was there, we good.
And someone's kind of waving to us, and
you ignore that person behind the door.
No, we don't deliver.
I thought it was
interesting that, you know, in Jurassic Park, the technology that they used for, like, the weather mapping, you know, Channel 19 actually was able to obtain that stuff for their weather casts, like the 3D dimensional mapping.
Well, they all have that now.
Yeah, they all have it now, but it's like in 1994 when they picked up the CBS network, it's like the state of the art. Look what different they did for their newscasts.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
obviously, short. You know, his first try,
he told me also. I'm sorry to cut you off there, but this is a work in progress. I mean, this obviously.
Oh yeah, he's still
obviously isn't finalized, but this is what's out right now, and this is one of the works in progress. And I'm sure here in the near future, he will have it fine tuned and tweaked, and ready for... I know that he's even got... I think he's up for DVD distribution here soon.
He actually had some pre-DVDs he gave out to his family.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to fix the tornado image and a couple little tweaks here and there. And when he thinks it's the best it's going to be on either television or going to be on DVD.
So
buy him off his website.
What is
the website's address, Nate?
thatdaymovie.com!
Okay.
There you go.
As everybody's eardrums are blown out.
Yeah.
Anyways,
thank you for listening to Doug Radio.
Okay.
And to Jenny Hart.
They can't hear you, because after you screamed, all they're hearing, they went deaf.
Give me $40 million by Tuesday morning.
Okay. So, what were you going to say, Jeremy?
I was just going to say, all the people there, it's just fantastic, and I've heard that he was actually HBO might be picking up the movie. That's just a rumor, but I heard that, and it's going to be good. And hopefully, he makes more money off of it mm-hmm. and runs with some more movies.
It cost him $15,000, so he thinks about time he makes some money off of it.
Yeah, actually, that's very cheap for a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you know what, too?
80 minutes long, by the way.
80.
Wow.
Oh.
And you know what, with Ray, about 10 years ago, Ray did a comic book. Rhonda.
Right.
You remember that one?
I got that, actually, at home.
So it's like all sorts of different dreams that we could try to fulfill. I mean, I'd like to do a comic book myself. I mean, I'd obviously have to have the time and the patience to do it.
We really need to go to a break because Wham is playing.
Yeah.
So wake me up before you go to the bathroom.
We'll be right back.
I found too the requirements for Vice President Cheney.
And
all TVs tune to Fox News. All temperatures set to 68 degrees.
Wow, and those are his downtime requirements. Interesting.
Yeah, those are downtime requirements.
Brew deep tap prior to arrival. Container for ice. Diet caffeine free Sprite. 4 cans. Wow. All lights turned on.
Yep.
Private bathroom, desk, and chair. Queen size or king size bed.
This is for real.
Wow.
Is this for real?
That is for real. That was from the smokinggun.com. Yeah, that's even picked up on The Daily Show, too.
Gotta like the Freedom of Information Act.
Wow.
He's like, and it's this right here. Their commentary on the smoking gun.
Minus a shotgun.
Yeah, their commentary on the smoking gun is Fox News chat. What? You thought it was a lifetime devotee?
Wow.
Okay, so the first topic of this session here is Rate My Teacher, Please. You ever hear of Rate My Teacher or RateMyProfessor.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody who's been paying attention, we have or had a teacher named Malcolm Cash, and I thought, you know, it'd be great if I go to RateMyProfessor.com and see what they had to say about him. And the fun facts are, according to a couple of the posts that were, basically, anybody who goes to the website can post something stating how they like the class, how they like the teacher. Malcolm Cash is one of the lowest rated teachers we had on the campus.
Gee, I wonder why.
The major complaints were that he was racist. He sexually harassed the women, and he simply ignored other details that he did not find, didn't accept, even though they were in the book.
And he's still employed at the college.
How
can he get away with the sexual harassment?
I don't understand how he's working in Seattle, Washington, and here at the same time to begin with, but somehow he's still doing it.
You know what? Things boggle the minds, and you know what? It's things like those when you think about them. You'll stay awake until 2 in the morning. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this program at, it's probably around 10:15 or so on a Friday night.
No, 9:15. I don't remember what time we're on anymore.
I don't know.
So, has anybody here ever been to those websites? Rate My Teacher, Rate My Professor.
I've been to Rate My... Never mind.
I've been to a few rooms.
So have I.
My aunt goes to RateMyAngryCat.com. RateMyAngryCat.com. Is that the website address? But basically, people submit pictures of their cats, and you got to rate how angry they are.
I've been to a couple of RateMyProfessorThings.com. Also on MySpace, from a prior thing to that, they also have Rate My Professor. If you're, if you hook in that you're in a college, they do have a Rate My Professor. And actually, all the teachers, I haven't seen Mr. Cash is on there yet. But I know that all the teachers, with the exception of maybe like one or two, are usually rated pretty high. Which is great. Now, as for, for said party of Mr. Cash, and what I've heard in this the spectrum of things, is that if this guy is going to run amok, why be here? You know, we as a college thrive on trying to be a college for everybody. We have many students from Japan, from France, from Russia.
We are from France.
Yes. We have very many, very, very many, what's the word I'm looking for?
Diverse?
No. The exchange students.
Oh.
Here at the college. Now, Mr. Cash, if you keep making these statements, and...
Okay. Well, I mean, people, in public and private know my feelings all too well about this wonderful experience that he brought. And for those who don't know, his conduct caused caused the staff of the collegian to cry because he accused her, basically said she was a racist.
But Megan Justice, who was that reporter, still put out a pretty unbiased report.
Pretty much.
Even though she was verbally abused during the meeting.
See, I don't understand the college.
You know what? I'll say this right now. I had to take off, 5 minutes before that wonderful moment in time happened because I was invited to go to the Cavaliers game.
which, by the way, starred one of the best players and athletes of our period, of our time, who is, by the way, African-American, but I don't give a damn. I'm just glad that the Cavaliers have him because they can actually win games. And LeBron James. All right? I really enjoyed the game, but you know what? Had I been there for when that happened, I probably would have, you know, I probably would have found him. I probably would have confronted Professor Bling Bling. I would have taken his ass. I would have taken the chips I'm sitting on and would have wrapped it around his head. Because you know what?
Bling Bling. Well, yeah,
because... Because you know what? It denigrates cash. He is an utter... I'll see this right now. He is an utter disgrace on his campus. And Anthony had retrieved and had emailed me and pretty much all the other...
Senators,
you know, this guy's, you know, excellent rap sheet.
Excellent, probably the wrong word.
I'm being sarcastic, man.
Oh, sorry.
And
let him go,
is,
man. Let him
and
go.
The thing is, this Mensa member, basically threw this upon us at the very last minute. And obviously, I mean, people know full.
You know, I think I was in the office when that happened, and you're like, because the way that you worded it, it wasn't him coming in there and bashing people. It was like, oh, we want to talk about diversity.
Yeah, he was talking about positive experience.
Yeah,
you know what?
Positive experience is not chewing somebody out.
Yeah, you know what? I walked around the campus a week after that episode was first, I ripped every single one of them down. You know what? I felt pretty damn good for doing it. Because you know what? If I never want us to have anything to do with that college ever again. I want this department to have nothing to do with this professor ever again. And if he comes up here, I swear I will kick him in the nads.
What?
All right.
I
will kick him in the nads, and I will take this ballpoint pen I'm holding, and I will spear him with it.
Premeditated as it was, it's a college in Seattle, Washington. I forget the name of it.
Bellevue Community.
Where does he work here?
He works in the English department, or the actual humanities department.
Oh, he's arts and humanities.
I think he teaches English.
Which, by the way, I'm glad that was...
I should start speaking Ebonics.
Yeah, I don't think I understand.
Yo, maybe not happy with this, you know, this wig of fuss thing, my popper. I'd say...
Caveman.
Captain Caveman!
We're going to have to edit out this whole thing.
Yeah.
Nah. Oonga boonga. Me likey.
Okay. Well, we don't...
you know what? I don't like my job, but, you know, I got to be honest. And fortunately, the views and opinions expressed by me are, you know, mine.
Well, they should know that by listening to this show by now.
But you know what?
Well, I agree with Nate, though. Although I don't agree with hitting him.
If you want to kick Anthony in the butt, you can do so.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's his show.
No, actually, I agree with the kicking in the junk. It's the stabbing with the pen I don't agree with. Unless he's choking.
All right, then, disregard the pen.
No, you know, if you have that much of a problem, then why are you in what you're in? You know?
Because I like my job.
No. I meant,
you're talking about him.
I'm talking about him. You know, not nothing toward you, Nate. That was great. But it falls down to this, you know, if you're going to sit there and want to do what you just did and sit there and preach your word, then do it in a setting that needs to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, sit there and tour the U.S. and preach what you want to, like every other person does.
Well, you shouldn't,
like, warrior.
Yeah, there was more of a debate than anything. He disguised it as a discussion.
He said, conflict is good. That is one of the most retarded, one of the most banal, one of the most asinine things that I ever heard in my life.
Wow.
Conflict is good. And you know what? The person who says that is the KKK member with the with the pillow, cover over his head, burning a cross. Why? Because he's a effing coward.
Oh, it's on a tangent.
Uh-oh. All right.
Okay, Nate. We're going to change the topic from Malcolm Cash before Nate flips the table over.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's talk about a person who enjoys, you know, shooting people.
Let's talk about Dick Cheney shooting people in the face.
Yeah.
Because that's his solution to the elderly Social Security issue.
Yeah, Fudgate. Who could...
Well, that's a good day for it.
Yeah, be very, very quiet.
I'm hunting lawyers.
I'm hunting the elderly.
But you know what? You shot a lawyer. I mean, what's the problem with that?
Oh, I guess we had a double whammy because he was old and a lawyer.
Ah, that's funny.
Oh, man. Oh,
right. Unless if it's Lionel Hudson, I could probably, you know, I could absolutely.
Well, do we want to take a break here?
No, actually, I wanted to say that my math teachers, the last two I have, 131 and 151, mm-hmm. both of them ranked 4.8.
Out of how?
Out of 5.
4.8 out of 5.
Yeah, and I got an A in 131, and then I'm doing okay in 151, so I have to assume I have the best teachers on campus.
There's maybe one, maybe two teachers that I didn't have a positive experience with, but for the most part, the teachers here on this campus are probably some of the nicest helping teachers here. They, you know, that's one thing I liked about Lorain County Community College is since we're in a smaller setting, you know, we're not labeled as student, you know, 666 or, you know, student 998, you know, at some place like a Bowling Green or a Kent State where there's 200 folks in one class.
Right.
You know, it's a 30 person class. That's what I like. It's you can have time, you can sit and talk with the professor if you're having a problem. That's what makes this college great. Mm-hmm. And that's why most of the I've always had a positive experience here.
Yeah.
There are a few that, you know, that they could have helped me a little bit more, and, you know, because, you know, with my learning disability and whatnot, you know, and like I said, you know, I rated them just a tad lower, but I've never had a really bad experience with any teacher I had here. Some are more helpful than others, but overall, the teachers here are very nice, very good, and I think we have a good thing going here.
And else is too. I ripped on a certain person a few minutes earlier. I will say this: I think that there are two excellent professors. You know, one of them is history teacher Nick Santos. The other one,
he's a fresh maker. Oh, go ahead.
Dr. Bruce Weigel, one of the English instructors. Both of them are very passionate with what they're doing.
Bad.
And you know what? Actually learn stuff, which is, you know, which is great because you get in the class and you learn stuff and you enjoy it so much you regret that it ends.
Yeah.
I've only ever had one teacher who sucked. I mean, maybe because the class was too short, maybe he was just going too fast. But I could not understand.
Don't say the teacher's name. But what class was it?
It was math 023. I was totally like lost, and I mean I still passed the class barely, and I was like, holy crap, this is just flowing too fast by me. It was mm-hmm. horrid, and never again would I take a class with this guy because it was just, he was teaching me math like he was talking to another professor, you know, like.
So it's just all gobbledygook.
Yeah, it made no sense.
Right.
And now I start to fear that, because we're in 151, we just finished the accounting portion of the class, we're about to move into matrices, and I have people telling me that matrices are the hardest thing to possibly learn in math.
You know what's funny, dude? I'm going to tell you something. I was told not to do algebra because of my learning disability. Down south, that's a requirement. You know how what average I got in that class when I had to take it? A B average. So don't... Ooh. So I rocked. So don't. I mean, people tell you it's hard, but it might not be hard for you.
Well, we'll take a break right here, and when we get back, we got stuff. You know, I don't
Yay,
know.
Yay, stuff!
It's hidden
stuff.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Okay. So as he's rubbing his nipple, we'll All be right back.
We don't know who be there. I am the warrior.
And well, so do you know that the Ultimate Warriors, his name used to be Jim Helwig. His name now is Warrior Warrior.
He used to have it before Ultimate Warrior.
I'll tell you what, guess who co-wrote this song?
The Ultimate Warrior?
No, Nick Gilder. The Hot Child in the City.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, so we're back to Jeremy Singing Hour, and...
Who can it be now? Okay, I'm
done.
Glenn. Turning down the house.
Okay, so Musali, the 13th terrorist from 9/11, was in court today, and he told everybody on the stand, I had planned to be one of the guys who were going to blow up the White House with an airplane. He don't care anymore. He just wants to tell everybody, I'm the guy who's going to dig out the White House. But for some reason, he didn't.
Well, he got caught, so sucks for him.
See, first, yeah. This guy's nuts. He probably should be.
Well, yeah,
probably shouldn't be.
Well,
you know,
either one, he's not scared to die anymore.
He probably wasn't scared to die to begin with.
Or two, he just went completely nuts because he's like, let's get this darn thing over with.
He's probably sick of being in
jail. Which is why I now hope that this trial goes on for like about 4 years. So that way, he will go certifiably nuts. And that way, we can kill him without, you know, having to worry about, you know, him.
Well, you know what's even better?
And then again, I would also probably hope for like the Slobodan effect where, you know, he's on trial for so long and then he finally kills over.
All right. Well, you know, the... I'm gonna go on a tangent talk more about this, but it's like, you know, the guy obviously is sick of this, and I think he should be punished to the fullest extent of the law, which probably is death. But we got to go through this like legal little people, and
legal this.
I remember at one point, and not in this case, but another case where the guy was basically guilty. Said, you know what, Judge? I'm guilty. Just execute me already and get it over and done with. And the judge said, hey, if that's the way you want it, we'll have to get you in the air. You know,
I mean,
are we really punishing them or are we just giving them a release?
Go see.
Well, I
give them the hope that they'll find 72 virgins, which is 72 more than I see here. I'm kidding. Those ridiculous promises that they have, you know, when they give it the afterworld, which is ultimately completely corrupted from what, you know, religious teachings that they ever had.
Are the 72 virgin things the corruption of it, or is it actually how the religion works?
I think it's the corruption, because I don't think... there's some interpretation or somewhere that got messed up along the way. Of course, I'll probably be branded a heretic, and they'll probably have some, you know, douchebag, you know, trying to execute me or something.
Well, I doubt that, because nobody's going to want to put a monument of you in the courtyard.
That's only layman, because he's been president here for 3 years.
In a two-year school, yeah.
In the two-year school record,
by the way. Hi, Mark!
Yeah, he'll be listening to this, of course. And
Mark, thank you again for the campaign commercial. It's just the best brown nose thing ever done.
You're not supposed to say that.
Oh. Okay, thank you for the campaign commercial, by the way, which is honest and forthright.
There you go.
It was perhaps the best campaign commercial ever. Vote for Nate. Oh, anyway.
Vote for Nate. He's not that bad. Honest. Anthony put up with him for 1 year. You can, too.
I only had to kill and resurrect him 3 times, but that's okay. Okay.
What's the next topic?
Yeah, we'll move on. Fears, phobias, wishes, and dreams. I wish for money. I fear heights, and my only phobia is also, you know, fear of heights. Wow, that question was stupid. Fears and phobias are the same thing, aren't they?
Kind of.
Yeah. Oh, I fear being killed. I don't fear dying. Oh, I had a fear of flying, but then I did fly, and it wasn't so bad. So
well, you had to go to Florida.
You're right. Back and forth. I didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't
actually,
so bad.
Actually, the
it was like being in a car.
Yeah. In fact, actually, the
it went a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, actually, the more issue for Anthony, because I know Anthony was very nervous about wanting to get on the plane. He said, I didn't want to go. And actually, the biggest problem that happened was the dehydration incident.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what? You didn't want to leave.
Oh, it's because I know what that
environment is. Nobody wants to leave Florida, man.
Well, it was actually nice when we were there, and it rained every day, but it kept it cool, which was fine. Except the first day
Me and Sarah had to wear hoodies on the way to the airport because it was that He was that.
It was a little brisk. Well, I can tell you by living in Louisiana that this is how your day probably went. Now, and quote me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You probably, you mean.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. In the morning, it was a little muggy.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It about midday, it was probably a little warm to hot.
Yep.
About 3 to 4 to maybe 5 p.m. it rained.
Oh yeah.
Stopped. Got a little bit muggy.
Right. Yeah.
And then you had night, and that was probably a little bit unbearable, too. Am I correct?
Actually, the night was kind of cool.
Was it?
Because we were by a lake.
Okay. Well, all right.
And it was, but for
the most part, I pretty much mapped out your whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I know it's
because I lived in Louisiana for 2 years.
Ha! It's almost like you lived there.
I did.
Oh, yeah. I just got to the point where I walked through the breezeways because walking in the direct sunlight was a killer. It was
It is. Mm-hmm. It'll kill you. Seriously, if you don't have, you know, air conditioning, you're done.
I had the air conditioning on constantly, but every time the cleaning people would come
I didn't mind it at all.
They would turn it off. I want the room to be cold. I want people to see my breath when they breathe. I want when I fart. I want to see a vapor trail. Okay, I wanted
it's a little bit more than I wanted to know, man, but, you know, I don't mind cold, you know, especially during the summertime.
That is what blankets are for. If you're cold, put a blanket on.
Well, here, do you want to know my fears, phobias, and... Let's see, my biggest fear is failing.
In general, or...?
In anything that I do. I don't like failing.
Nobody does.
Nobody does, but that's
but then you learn from it.
Right, well, that's one of the things that I fear the most is failing. My wish? To be successful, you know? I think that's everybody's wish.
Oh, mine's money.
But, you know, to be successful in what I do and have fun with it.
Successful playing the lottery.
Dreams? Well, I'm already kind of living my dream. I always wanted to be a part of pro wrestling. And here I am. I'm a referee for it. You know, I got to meet one of the people I looked up to in Mick Foley. You know, I got to meet the guy, and you know, he needed somebody to sell his stuff. I got to sell his t-shirts and whatnot. It was really cool. So I mean, the only person I want to meet now is Ozzy Osbourne. You can shoot me dead. I'd be happy.
Wow. Okay. Jacob.
Well, my fears. I'm afraid of heights.
I'm afraid of heights.
Acrophobia, sweet. Okay.
And I went on a roller coaster once, and that's the last time I ever doing that.
Really? You don't like roller coasters?
I went on the Raging Whoop Pops. That was terrible.
Oh, God. Those are
wrong. I was on it the first year it opened, 88. Oh, boy.
The wooden coasters are...
Oh, I love the wooden coasters.
Okay. See, I like the Beast and the Son of Beast.
That's creepy.
That's in Paramount Kings Island. And I think the, if I'm correct, it's the Beast. That's the longest wooden roller coaster. It's still like one of the longest coasters in the world.
Oh, wow.
In terms of longevity.
So, Jacob, any wishes or dreams you have?
Probably something like Jeremy said, in a way, you know, be successful in something. Find something I want to do, probably.
Dude, you will be successful in duct tape.
Thank you.
You'll create the first breathable duct tape clothing.
Yay.
And it'll be a fashion statement.
Maybe I could work on that.
That'd be awesome.
That would be very interesting.
Well, they've already had duct tape suits.
Well, if they could come up with a duct tape, you know, that you won't
break your
skin.
A duct tape car.
Then you
that would rock!
Duct tape car. It would be the lightest car in the world.
Like a duct tape bodysuit.
You guys should be getting hit by speedo. It, though, or if someone hits a duct tape car, I'll kind of suck.
You hit by plastic? At least it'd be easy to, like...
Transport.
Well, no, not even that. It'd be easy to fix. Because you put more duct tape on it.
You'd never tell it was fixed at all.
Hey, that's your weapon. So much to rendering.
Now, if we could... Yeah, if duct tape could withstand anything, we don't have to have armor plating anymore.
Yeah, supposedly it can withstand a nuclear blast, go figure. Okay, Nate, fears, wishes, dreams, phobias.
Sometimes I only fear, I fear fights if I don't have good footing, which people will probably remember that, you know, I did get stuck up on that file cabinet in the corner of the office where we are recording right now.
So it's trying to hang up some posters, and it's like, I really have no way to get down. So two people had helped me down, because I was literally trapped up there. I do know a file cabinet can support like a 180-pound person.
Well, you tested that theory.
It's not really pronounced. I mean, if I have good footing, then I can handle, you know, climbing up a ladder or stuff like that.
So you have a small phobia of the heights thing.
Right. I don't like, you know, I kind of try to avoid being around, like, bees or stuff, because probably around the second grade, my family visited an orchard, and this is in,
do you have a fear of apples?
No, he's a fear of bees.
I got stung right near the eye by a hornet.
Ouch, stuck in the eye?
I fear death.
In the eyeball, or?
Yeah, near the eye socket, right back here. I'm on the way.
Okay, so what do you...
And I had to miss like a day or two of school for it, which would have been nice, except that I was kind of really bad.
Oh, no, you should have got into school and said, man, I got into this big fight, he's messed up. All he did was this to me.
I would have probably been crying. And again, it was hornets, and it was this orchard. I think it was near the Henrietta Township area.
Hornets, ooh.
Owie. I mean, I'm allergic to bee stings, but that's just horrible.
Yeah, I know I'm not allergic to bee stings. I know I'm not, but I always kind of fear, you know, that happening. So I always kind of shy away from stuff like that. It's like, get me away from it.
My graduation test was in two parts, and the first day I took it was fine. Then during the break between the 2 days, I got stung by a bee in my hand.
Ooh.
And I actually had to write the second part of the test out with a swollen hand.
Wow.
And that hurt because it was throbbing. Okay, so wishes and dreams, Nate.
I also wanted to say, too, I have a fear of mortality. I don't know how long I have to live here on this world.
That's too bad you weren't born after the year 2000, because apparently you'd be living to 2115.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, national statistics said any children born after the year 2000 will live to at least 115 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, after seeing like personal instances, you know, have happened with, you know, people that I'm close to, colleagues, and whatnot, and so I was kind of fearful. Like, I don't know how long I have to live, but yeah. To be brutally honest,
you know what I think. This is kind of funny that you mentioned that, Nate. It's like when I get in a car, you never know if you're going to get in a bad wreck. It's always in the back of my head.
That racing driver yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't see it coming, and he was like a 200-mile-an-hour crash. He rammed another car that stalled.
And not to make mention that, but it was like Days of Thunder. You know, in that part of the movie, you know, Tom Cruise's character didn't see the other dude and popped him right in the back, and he was legit messed up. Now, in the movie, got better and everything. I mean, but, you know,
right?
That's scary. You know, it's always in the back of my mind that I hope I don't get in a serious wreck. You know,
I would tie up to the hopes and dreams. I mean, I would hope that I would amount to something. You know, before my life's over.
Nate's dreams to become the biggest porn star.
I know that would be my old trigger, Chris Norton.
I had the feeling that it's Jeremy's biggest dream that Nick becomes a big porn star.
I've already got my name picked out too. What did I say it on the air?
Oh, never mind then.
It's effing up or something like that.
Busty McBoobs.
I'm coming from a perspective of that. I had my career change, you know, literally, you know, like a major change. And a change in majors, excuse me, you know, about 3 years ago.
It's because they ended the communications degree.
Yes,
here.
That, and I also got burned out when I worked in ITMS. Which, right. By the way, I mean no harm to anyone from ITMS, okay?
It's just a lot of work.
But that happened, and I just kind of soured on all of that stuff. So it's like, that was really what I was big on, like, my senior year of high school. And I also, you know, I had that in mind. I mean, that's really what I had intended to go to. And now, it's like what I had told, in front of mine, like about a week or so ago. It's like, I really don't know whether or not I should just kind of, I of course have been tempted with the thought of wanting to just abandon my life right now and go into graphic arts design. Just abandon it all. Unfortunately, I've got about a year to go on my BSS degree in OU. And it's like, that's going to take forever.
Bachelor of Social Science?
Bachelor of Specialized Studies.
Oh, bachelor. Okay.
Don't ask me to explain how it, or we'll run out of time on the show.
Okay.
Now, I just want to, I kind of want to do something that I would like to do, and this would tie back to what we started with Carlos, because I know he always wanted to do a movie.
And they did it.
Well, I had a proof they could do it, and they did it. I'd like to do something like that. I wouldn't have the stamina to do a movie. For God's sake.
Yeah, do a short, 23 minutes long, during commercials.
I feel like a Three Stooges short.
Yeah, there you go.
But also, I would hopefully, find soulmate. But then again, after having, not literally, but figuratively, my face beaten. Yes, for being spurned for so many times, I have often wondered, is it worth it? And then I just say, my public persona, I'm trying not to seem like, I'm not really interested in, a long-term relationship with anyone. But, privately, I just threw my hands a long time ago. And I still fight, many crushes. People that we obviously know who I've had crushes on. From past and present.
Yeah, me, which was awkward. I'm just kidding.
Oh. But anyway.
No, let's talk about the other one. Me want you nothing.
Okay. Well, now, I'm going to ask this real quick because I haven't done this last season, and I think we should do it. But what is your favorite food, Jeremy?
Favorite food? Spaghetti.
Are you Jacob?
Well, say the same thing, spaghetti.
Wow. And Nate?
Pepperoni and sausage pizza.
Ooh, mine's green peppers and onion pizza. Sweet.
Okay, well, here, can we do one more? What's the favorite dessert? What's your favorite dessert? Because I got one that'll wipe everybody out.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Okay, somebody else got to go.
I'll go. Cream puffs.
Damn. That is pretty good.
I'll go with pie.
Moose Tracks ice cream.
See, because I love Iditarod ice cream. That's so awesome. Okay, what about favorite drinks? I'm a fan of
NA or A.
Hey, by the way, we were in Florida, Amanda Bruce is also here as well. You remember the Sunday that was at the rainforest that you and Anthony split?
Oh, that huge brownie with ice cream.
Huge brownie with ice cream.
Oh, you know, there was a rainforest?
I did not comment on said actions in Florida.
What goes on in Florida stays in Florida?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. That was interesting. That was around midnight when everyone started becoming a bit slap happy.
Yeah, that was weird. No, because my favorite drink is, and I don't drink alcohol, although I do like a nice white wine, but that's
wine. Even though that's alcoholic, it's
I normally stick around with diet, like Pepsi or diet. Actually, I prefer diet vanilla or diet cherry Pepsi to Buff Awesome.
Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I like orange.
You're a Fago person, aren't you?
Yeah.
Juggalo.
Fago. The official drink of the Insane Clown Posse.
Okay, what do you like?
It's a toss-up between either Dr. Pepper or A&W Root Beer.
Okay, now here's my question, because I used to drink Dr. Pepper religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not the same what it used to be about 10 years ago? It
tastes the same to me.
Oh, no, it's not. It is definitely more tamed down than it used to be back in the day. Back in the 80s, it used to be a little bit more sweet. Now it's not.
Right. It may be like the quality of the ingredients. They may have snuck in a new pepper or something, like a new Coke, and no one noticed.
It used to be prune juice a little bit. It used to taste a little bit like, and it's not like that anymore. And that's what used to make Dr. Pepper so good.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't do that. So, that kind of sucks, but yeah.
Okay, so now one last question before we end here. What is your favorite restaurant? Mine's Taco Bell. Oh, actually, it's a Taco Bell.
Do you mean like sit-down restaurant or
any type? Taco Bell and CeCe's Pizza time kind of crowd. But then again, I really like Golden Corral and Texas Roadhouse. So because you have different things in each of them. So
I love the Olive Garden. The Olive Garden is one of my favorite sit-down restaurants. And fast food-wise, I got to go with Taco Bell. I want to smash a taco right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jacob, you're saying Taco Bell's yours?
You're a McDonald's freak.
I mean, McDonald's is all right. Probably go with McDonald's. Sit down. I don't know. I haven't been to a sit down one in so long. The only one I've been to is like Denny's.
Denny's!
Google Blennies.
Okay, so what do you got, Nate?
Well, I too like the Olive Garden. I've been there, you know, for birthdays. For my, you know, my sister's, you know, birthday.
Love that pasta there. That is so amazing.
Make sure you've got enough cheese.
That's the
Make sure you've got enough grated cheese in the salad.
I got the guy go, do you like some cheese? Do you like some cheese? Tell me when you have enough cheese. I'm like, okay.
And,
I also enjoyed the Wolfgang Puck restaurant, too, at Disney.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
Actually, that was pretty good. It was like around 10:30 at night, and I'll never forget. I actually called my mom with Evan's cell phone. It's like, hey, Mom, guess where I'm calling you from?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of that stupid restaurant by the water.
Portobello's.
Yeah, Portobello's. That was horrible. Yeah, that was...
I can't believe how much you people paid for so little.
You didn't have to pay for it, did you?
No, I wouldn't have pizza. I ordered fast food meal. Well, we'll end it right there.
Well, I will say this, that
pizza places are open at 3 o'clock in Florida.
Right, pizza places are open at 3 o'clock in Florida. And don't try to find a pizza joint in Bowling Green. Because, I'll tell you what, we went with a group to see the Bowling Green University, Street University last Friday. And we tried to find a pizza joint that evening. It took us 4 exits going, you know, going northbound up 75. We went, you know, saw trying to find every single restaurant that you could find.
We
finally found a Pizza Hut, but it was like it was a storefront. It was more like a half a Pizza Hut, more like a Pizza Express. It didn't even have the red roof thing on the logo. It just said Pizza Hut. And then when we get in there, The waitress, I mean, we didn't have any problems, and then you start hearing some laughter coming from the waitress. She comes out, and she tells me, you know, Tom's, Alex, Sarah, and Jeffrey Kidney, she tells all of us that her friend killed a rat. That's why she was laughing. But it wasn't in the restaurant. We asked her to clarify that for us. And that amounted to the highlight of the trip. We were almost done with the pizza.
My friend killed a rat.
Yeah, that's why she. That's exactly what she.
Didn't order sausage in my pizza, but for some reason there was some. And she killed a rat, you say?
Wow. Okay. I was starting to think that she was going to offer us free pizza or free breadsticks.
I don't think so. After rats touch them.
Wow. Okay. So just again, that's the motto of today's show. Don't go try to find a pizza joint.
Next time, ask me. I know where everything is on I-75.
I should have done that.
Okay. Well, we'll end it there. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, you can find the Duck on the web at
www.occcradio.com.
Almost like a trained monkey. Thank you for listening.